is Cambridge 105 Radio, live from the Queen Edith's Learning Saturday, and I've got Alex and Ollie in the van. Hi there, guys. How are you?
Hi.
Yeah, how's the day been for you so far?
Good.
What have you been up to?
We did a microbit coding in the ICT suite.
And what about you, Alex?
I went to the theatre to watch Peter Pan.
Oh, cool. We had some people watching Robin Hood as well. So Peter Pan, that's a new one. We're joined in Flossie, our outside broadcast van, by a brand new radio presenter, Roy. Good morning, Roy. How are you?
Good.
Yeah? Well, what have you been up to today?
I made cookies and I decorated them.
We've been to visit the Bayeux Tapestry section as well.
Oh, really? Well, so what was happening in the Bayeux Tapestry?
So we wrote a story based on some pictures from the Bayeux Tapestry.
Okay, well, you're both going to have a go at Isabella, you're going to have a go at reading the news in a moment, and Riley's going to tell us what the weather's like in a couple of moments. Also, if you're driving around Cambridge, then do watch out for the traffic. The traffic out here outside the Queen Edith School, that's all looking pretty good at the moment.
On digital and on FM.
This is Cambridge 105 Radio.
Okay. From the Cambridge News Desk at 11:08 a.m.
12:54.
From the Cambridge News Desk at 107.
Donald Trump has approved the release of a secret Republican Party memo
alleging FBI abuse of power.
It concerns the investigation into claims of Russian interference in his 2016 election.
The intelligence community and some Democrat politicians have furiously lobbied Mr. Trump to stop the release,
saying it could harm national security and mislead the public.
But the president has explained his reasons for doing it.
A lot of people should be ashamed of themselves. And
a British scientist being accused of internet bullying for tweeting photos of a mum having a long phone conversation on a train.
Labour peer and TV star Professor Robert Winston posted pictures and made comments.
Now he's contrite after being criticised on social media
by users who felt it was an invasion of her privacy.
Lucy Hume is from Debrett's, where she coaches modern etiquette.
She says, ideally, we wouldn't take calls in public, but has this advice if it's urgent.
I think, if possible, it's good to try and keep the cool brief.
Prince William has launched a competition to find a new generation of war poetry. It's to mark 100 years since the First World War,
when writers like Wilfred Owen and Siegfried Sassoon helped shape the understanding of the conflict.
It's open to current and former members of the armed services
and the general public.
Poet and playwright Joel Taylor thinks it's a great idea.
It comes at a very timely period in our history. War poetry is lived experience.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Today the weather is rainy and cold, and I hope you've got umbrellas.
The weather today will be a mainly dry, cold and bright start, tending to become cloudier through day with some light rain arriving in the west of East Anglia,
perhaps staying dry in Norfolk and Suffolk. Maximum temperature 6 degrees Celsius.
Today the weather is very, very, very good. Because it is super hot. There's a lot of sunshine and no clouds. Very surprising.
Weather on Cambridge 105 Radio. Across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
That was great. And what song have you chosen for us?
Havana.
Havana. I think that's probably been the most popular song all day.